Ted's voice filled the cave once more. Shimi's a teleport. Denki himself is a precog, among other things. Unfortunately, a good many avenues into the future are blocked to him. If you're wondering if young Cy Earnshaw knows how all this is going to turn out, the answer's no. In any case, there's this hypodermic hole in the living flesh of reality, this balcony on the flank of the Dark Tower, this gingerbread house. A real place, as hard as that might be to believe. It's here that we'll store the weapons and camping gear we eventually mean to leave for you in one of the caves on the far side of Steak Titi. And it's here that I'm making this tape. When I left my room with this old-fashioned but fearsomely efficient machine under my arm, it was 10:14 a.m. BHST, Blue Heaven Standard Time. When I return, it will still be 10:14 a.m., no matter how long I stay. That is only one of the terribly convenient things about Gingerbread House. You need to understand, perhaps Shimi's old friend Roland already does, that we are three rebels in a society dedicated to the idea of going along to get along, even if it means the end of existence, and sooner rather than later. We have a number of extremely useful talents, and by pooling them we've managed to stay one step ahead. But if Prentice or Finley Otego, he's Prentice's security chief, finds out what we're trying to do, Dinky would be worm food by nightfall. Shimi as well, quite likely. I'd probably be safe a while longer for reasons I'll get to, but if Pimley Prentice found out we were trying to bring a true gunslinger into his affairs, one who may already have orchestrated the deaths of over 5 dozen greencloaks not far from here, even my life might not be safe.